USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden highlighting some help that is going to the restaurant industry that they received in the latest COVID-19 stimulus package.
When COVID-19 pandemic struck, our nation's restaurants were some of the first hit and the worst hit. In 2020, 2.3 million restaurant jobs disappeared.
That stimulus plan also increased unemployment benefits to the fact that John Mata, chairman of the Coalition of Franchisee Associations, says his franchisees are having a hard time finding workers as many people are just content to stay home and collect unemployment benefits. The Biden Justice Department says it will appeal a federal judge's ruling to overturn the national eviction ban. This comes after a Trump appointee judge threw out the order, giving a win to property owners who have fought the moratorium. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The number of babies born in America last year was the lowest in more than four decades, according to federal figures that show a continuing U.S. fertility slump. Preliminary data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics shows U.S. women had about 3.61 million babies in 2020, down 4% from the previous year. Reaction continuing to come in as an independent oversight board ruled Facebook was justified in suspending then-President Donald Trump's Facebook and Instagram page. The former president is currently locked out of the platform along with Instagram. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, no fan of the decision.
Free speech in America now depends on the whims of a monopoly corporation. That's how much power these people have.
Cotton speaking there on Fox News. The decision comes nearly 4 months after Facebook suspended the president's account. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden continuing to set ambitious goals for vaccinations.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Admiral Brett Garrard believes that's an achievable goal. The former HHS Assistant Secretary tells Fox News that current trends show that the country is already seeing the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
70% is not a magic number, but what we're seeing right now in 39 out of 50 states is the R, not to get geeky, but the R is less than one, meaning that cases are continuing to decline, even in places like Texas that are fully open with 100% occupancy. We are really, that light is almost at, you know, we're at the end of the tunnel right now. We're seeing it, and again, very achievable by July 4th to get that, that percentage of 70% done.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Over 400 American corporations have joined a business coalition in support of the Equality Act. The bill, if it became law, would add sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes under federal civil rights law, like sex and race. But the legislation prevents individuals and groups from making religious freedom claims under the landmark Religious Freedom Restoration Act. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.